I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Boating season in West Virginia will begin later this month. And in today's report, a member of DNR's law enforcement will help us brush up on what we need to remember to have an enjoyable and safe time on the water of West Virginia. We'll talk about it in a moment. Typically, the boating season in West Virginia for pleasure craft will unofficially get started Memorial Day, but Lieutenant Ed Goodson of the DNR's law enforcement section says everybody needs to give that boat a mechanical once-over before you get started, regardless of when you put in.
The start of the boating season is typically let's all gather up at the marina and unload the boat off the trailer and let's get her started up and go have a good time. But they end up because of improper storage, or maybe they just haven't been on the boat since last year, there's going to be some mechanical problems. That gas gets in those carburetors and motor, and it just you're going to have some problems. That upkeep is very, very important.
And safety should be at the forefront of any boating outing, and that means having the right number and size of life jackets.
That's the whole point. In regulations, it says properly fitting and readily available or readily accessible. That's the two big terms right there. We want a life jacket that fits that individual, and we want those life jackets readily available for those folks in case something bad does happen.
Also remember, children under age 12 must wear a life jacket at all times when the boat's underway. Now, if you choose to imbibe during a boating outing, as long as you're not bound by open container laws in a city limits, you can do that. Just make sure there's one adult with you who is not imbibing, and that person is operating the boat.
It's okay if you go out and have a good time with that cooler, but make sure that you have a sober skipper, have a captain on board that ship who's going to remain aware of his or her surroundings and not have any alcohol in his system.
Plus, don't wait until the end of the first day as you're trying to get back to the dock to see if the lights work.
Those green and red lights actually mean something to someone who is coming head on to you. It tells them, well, do I need to go right? Do I need to go left? That's they mean something. Port, starboard, and all that stuff. Navigational. And it's rules of the road, rules of the waterway.
Also, anyone born after the 1st of January 1986 required to have a boating safety course. You can find one near you at the DNR's website, wvdnr.gov. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.